This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. So President Trump delivers his first State of the Union address in this term. And joining us to talk about is Bernie Pinsenot, political analyst. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel.
We got a little bit of a bad connection there. So, Bernie, as you know, there's always polling on how this State of the Union went. Obviously, you have a tendency to have more overrepresentation of both Republicans and independents when you have a Republican, and the same holds true for a Democrat who's delivering a Democratic State of the Union. What were folks' response to what Donald Trump had to say?
Well, they did something that they, I guess, should do on a lot of polling when it comes to the presidential leave in Congress. You know, they pointed out Republicans were wildly in love with it, and Democrats were not. They weren't as unhappy about the speech as the House, the congressmen, Democratic congressmen and Democratic senators were. But it was Republicans loved it. Democrats were so-so with it. A lot of them didn't like it. There's so much, I guess you'd say there's so much hate with politics in Washington. The division is so real now that Republicans like anything and everything Trump does, or mostly, and with the rhetoric on the other side and the anti-Trump rhetoric and all the other stuff, you know, I wouldn't expect many Democratic voters to think he gave a great speech. But he's been elected. He doesn't have to run again. But overall, he did well enough where the majority of people in the United States gave him a positive rating.
Yeah, I was looking at a CNN poll where 8 in 10 Americans said they did not like the manner in which Democrats acted in while Trump was delivering the speech. And it seems as though there's kind of, still a decorum that they expect to see during a State of the Union address, and they were unhappy about what they saw.
As you know, I worked for U.S. Senator Ben Johnson for about 10 years, and it's kind of sad to see that, hey, look, if the president's saying something you don't like, give him, clap your fingers together, which is what they used to do, whether it was whoever was the president. They would barely clap, and, they were polite, but showed no emotion, invested nothing in the speech, but they were polite, and they literally clapped their hands together with maybe 4 decibels. But they were respectful, so you don't have that today, especially the show that was put on by the Democrats. That I think one of the things that I think you saw in what you're saying to me with that survey is a lot of the Democrats didn't like what he had to say, but they still thought that he's still the president and he should be given respect. He represents us as a country, and Democrats show total disrespect. And I think, I don't know if they're going to figure it out, but as you're watching, I'm watching, I've never seen Democrats in such disarray and doing so many silly, stupid things.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, almost every time that Tip O'Neill would come to town, I had the benefit of providing security for him and had the benefit of lengthy conversations about how Democrats and Republicans acted towards one another back then. And, you know, he always said, you know, Newell, he goes, we always treated each other in a fashion where we knew we were going to have a beer together in about 20 minutes. You know, so
yeah.
It was, and I'm like, I'm sitting there as a young guy. I was probably 19, 20 years of age. And I'm like, really? And you know, I've kind of tried to emulate that in my life. You know, it's like, you know, just kind of act like in 20 minutes, you're going to be having a beer together.
Well, you know, I know, having been there with Senator Bennett Johnson, that's the way they operated. I mean, what Tip was saying was 100% true. Bennett was close with lots of Republicans. I mean, nobody was a bigger supporter of Ronald Reagan than Bennett Johnson, and he and you remember this. He traveled across Louisiana bragging about how he was a big Reagan supporter. It was good politics for him, but it was also good for the state because of the, you know, Louisiana is a poor state and all the problems we have, Medicaid and everything else, and the lack of funding for bridges and whatever else, and being close to the president never hurt anyone's voters. So, but you know, that's sort of fading away right now.
And I always have the what about. You know, folks that text in, don't forget about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, I don't excuse her behavior at all. In fact, when she acted the fool when Biden was president, you know, I talked about it and called it out then. It was uncalled for. It didn't need to happen. It shouldn't happen. I mean, you know, if we can't act like the adults in the room, I don't know where we're going with this, right?
Yeah, there are three or four Republicans that turn me off the way they project themselves, the way they discuss the issues, the way they attack Democrats, which is silly. start rumors, have conspiracy theorists. I mean, that, you know, their actions are just as dumb as the Democrats. And, you know, will we ever get back to where people were respected and your fellow elected officials and you should treat each other that way? I don't know, Newell. I mean, I don't know if we crossed the point of no return where civility is gone from politics. We can't get along. We can't agree on anything. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, I'm looking at tariffs and I'm looking at the Democratic base. And you're looking at the automobile industry, and you and I know that Trump's laughing all the way to the positive numbers for Republicans. The base of the Democratic Party are those auto workers and those unions, AFL-CIO, and I mean, and the Democrats are just working as hard as they can to run those people out of their base. I mean, Trump's having so much fun putting the pressure on automobile companies to bring back jobs in the unions, who used to be, as you and I know, 100% Democrats, are slowly but surely have been drifting towards Republicans, and now they're moving towards the Republican base as fast as they can get there. And, like, you know, they've been your base forever, and you're going to desert those people? So I can't figure out where they're going and what they're doing and the civility of on both sides. We can question that, but the Democrats seem to be more bent than ever on hurting their image just because they want to destroy Trump. It's all about Trump now.
But is it I believe that, but I think there's an additional factor here, and that's the internal friction between those just left of center and those that are the progressive far left. And there's it seems to me to be an internal battle, one in which Hakeem Jeffries has tried very hard, I think, to try and placate all the parties, hasn't been successful. I think if you were to ask him privately how unhappy he was with conduct exhibited the other evening, I think he would say he was not happy at all. In fact, I know that they had a meeting in the aftermath of that to say, folks, you got to play the long game here. You know, this is not going to play well for you. And don't come crying to me when you need help in districts to get reelected and people are saying they don't want you. Right.
Well, you look at what's going on with one specific issue, and it's the transgender women's sports, girl sports thing. 80%+ of the United States disagrees with the Democratic position, and yet they had a vote in the Senate, and every 47 of the Democrats voted against their own
best
advice
interest
for themselves on political.
Yeah.
But they're being drugged there, and they won't let go of them. They're making them, you're 100% right. The left is pulling them into issues that the majority of the people think that we can all agree that this is common sense. Well, common sense with the far left doesn't seem to be reality, and I don't know how the Democrats, somebody's got to pull away from them. You're starting to see more and more criticism, and you're correct, of those positions. So it's just a matter of when are they going to make that move. If they don't, I don't see how they win an election.
Well, Gavin Newsom made a move the other day, and it's being reported on extensively. And it's very interesting because I know that and he's talked about his consideration of making that run in 2028. And it's more obvious to me now that's the path and the glide path that he's on. And he's already retreated off of that hard position on that issue. He's still wordsmithing it to death. But it's interesting to see, you know, and to see how far this goes and where this ultimately ends up.
Well, that's a good point you make, because number one, he's outside of Congress. He's outside of the Beltway. The Beltway seems to be where the Democrats are, you know, can't find any relief from the, you know, the left wing. Will it come from outside? You're probably right. Gavin Newsom is not part of he's not a congressman, he's not a senator, and probably, and he's surmised, that I can't get elected president by following those people around. No one in Washington, I got news for him, I'm talking about this senator here and this senator there. I think Gavin Newsom is probably the most likely, whether Republicans don't like him, but he's an attractive candidate. And if I'm a Democratic strategist, I think that he's probably one of your best bets. Why? Because he's not part of the swamp in Washington. That's where the left seems to have the most pressure, and they seem to keep that pressure. Yet outside of Washington, people like Gavin Newsom, you're probably right, will emerge and be the real contenders, not someone inside of Washington.
It'll be interesting to see where the money goes, because you know as well as I, the money's controlled from inside the Beltway.
Yep, as my old boss Bennett used to say, follow the money.
Follow the money, because that's going to be the next interesting point out there to see where that ultimately, and it's still a little early, but we will monitor it nonetheless. As always, Bernie Prentzen, we appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Neil. Always appreciate you. Later.
Thank you, sir. Bernie Prentzen, political analyst. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Give us a shout. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.